Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we're live. We do a patient-oriented green room, my friend Ruthie Andrews. Ruthie is a psychological professional. We need to have Julie talk to Dr. Huff. He thought today was his day, but we're going to put him on for next week to avoid confusion here. And good morning, Ruthie.
Good morning, John. Happy Friday, and honestly, happy New Year to all of the beautiful listeners. You are all joyed in, and I only wish everybody a beautiful 2023.
Well, thank you. This is a time of year between Christmas and New Year's when people make their plans for the following year, isn't it?
It is, and it's so critical that we are invested in our best health and wellness and in a beautiful mental health journey. It is so true, John, that oftentimes the things that we believe become true. And so I want for everybody to be considering, what are you believing? All things render in faith. All things render in faith. And in fact, sometimes we come to conclusions in our life that sometimes aren't true. And we need to take some time to perhaps reevaluate. If we believe, for example, for those persons, I'm just going to give an example, for persons who are struggling with bodily pain. If you believe that the pain is an irritant, if you believe that if you believe that you are disappointed or frustrated with your body, what's happening is that you are inducing an increased stress on your own person because you are believing that in fact the pain will not end, the pain will continue. This has become difficult for me. What am I going to do? In fact, the increased stress load with adrenaline and cortisol running through your body will cause an increased pain response internally. Therefore, pain will beget pain. The word beget means to give birth to. You will induce a situation in your own person where in fact you are now struggling with increased pain load in your person because you have been focusing in on the pain and because you have believed that the pain will get worse and because you have believed that there is no proper outlet or help or source for improvement for you. So belief can really cause a lot of things to be true. We have seen this with the people who believe that they are cats or that they're furries or whatever they're called. We see this, that people honestly think that there are things that are true about them that are not. Our best health and wellness is rendered when we are determined that we are going to be seeking truth in our lives and that we are beholden to the truth. That is when you see people actualize to their best health and wellness and their best mental health, John. This is so true.
It is very true. Now, before we go much farther, what's your office telephone number and your website, please?
My office telephone is 417-531-5249. And my website is RuthieAndrews.com. Feel free to call me anytime and just leave a message if you need. And then as well, there's so much information on my website in regards to how you can schedule. I actually run a group a couple of times a month. And for those that aren't wanting individual, but want to see how I work and operate and don't mind being a part of a group, and you would like to be able to drop in, that offering is on my website. We meet every other Saturday for an hour and a half, and it's a beautiful way to receive a little bit of help and a boost without feeling like there's too much pressure on you.
Well, that's good. And this is these meetings take place on Zoom or in person, or both? How does it work?
They do, John. In fact, I see all of my clients over Zoom. I only have maybe one or two persons that actually drop into my office. I see pretty much everybody, 99.9% of the people that I see are over Zoom. I actually see people all over the world, crazily enough, because I have a few niche pieces that I offer that not a lot of people work on, including satanic ritual abuse, and I kind of keep that in my back pocket. Satanic ritual abuse and dissociative identity disorder. And I actually have clients in Australia, England, New Zealand, really kind of all over the place. And so I meet over Zoom. And so those group calls are also over Zoom, which makes it incredibly accessible for people. You would not believe how many people meet with me in their car or while they're lying down in their bed. It doesn't matter to me. I just want you to receive the assistance that you need.
Well, I got a little story about Satanism to discuss with you. Murder case I had back in the 80s. I was pretty sure there was Satanism involved in the funeral of this deceased individual who was shot to death by my client as he was trying to murder my client. Anyway, I debriefed the Baptist preacher who conducted the services. In great detail, the defense attorney sat there patiently listening and making notes. There was all kinds of satanic symbolism and symbiology and things taking place right in front of this Baptist preacher who did not have a clue what was going on. He did not have a clue that these Satanists were conducting their ceremonies right there in front of him. They can be very subtle in what they do, can't they, Ruthie?
Oh, it is so crazily true. I could tell you story after story because I've been doing this work now for a number of years, and I always have more than several SRA DID clients on my caseload. That's the quick acronym that we use to describe their survivorship. And again, that satanic ritual abuse dissociative identity disorder, and I can give a little bit more of a kind of an overview of what that is, but they are quite cunning and subtle. But once you get onto their patterns and what they are about, oh my goodness, you can uncover that many murders in the United States, a lot of missing persons cases, are it's a ritual abuse case, and it's the cult operating. For example, the Son of Sam killer. There's an older book called The Ultimate Evil. There was an investigative reporter that went in and did a deep dive into this case and uncovered that it was not just a singular killer, the Son of Sam, who was operating. It was, in fact, a satanic cult operative. And he uncovered the ring and took evidence before authorities and tried without any positive outcome or success to show that this is what actually had happened. And they did frame the Son of Sam killer when it was actually a group of people who were operating. So this goes on behind closed doors all of the time, unfortunately. And it is so true. And as well, there's actually a bit of a difference between Satanism and Luciferianism.
Really?
In fact, I wish that it wasn't just called satanic ritual abuse, that it was also called Luciferian ritual abuse. Because when I see these clients present, they'll showcase with different components or traits to their persons and to the type of ritual abuse that they have endured. Satanists tend to be a little bit more brusque and crude in what they do, and there's more of an edge of anger, where Luciferians tend to be a little bit more slick in what they do, and their programming in the brain tends to be of a higher echelon, and there are more components to it, and it tends to be sneakier, if you will, which really speaks to the kind of diabolical split in who Lucifer and Satan and who they present to be. You see that romanticism sort of played out with Lucifer-type characters and more of that hardcore evil anger playing out with Satan. So it's true that I see different things across the board, but really it's covered up. Nobody wants to talk about it. And it's not well known. And certainly if you start to speak about these things, you're finger pointed as being a little bit crazy, but I see it all the time. And it's definitely something that is important in my work. And it's an important component and a facet of many people's lives. They have suffered ritual abuse. It's very true.
Now, heads up for myself and other people. If a adult male wears black fingernail polish, is that a sure sign that he's involved in the satanic Lucifer stuff, or is it just a matter of something he likes? What do you think?
Yeah, not necessarily. It could be, but honestly, not necessarily. Sometimes you see somebody going through what's called an emo or a goth stage where they just get into a deep emotional angst. And people tend to wear their pain and their hurt on their shirt sleeves. They'll display and show on the outside what's happening on the inside. And sometimes when you see people with piercings or tattoos or certain painted nails, whatever it is, they're displaying for you the hurt and the brokenness that is happening on the inside. Does that necessarily mean that it's cult-oriented? No, definitely not. But it surely can be, and not necessarily, because I see women who have darker nail polish on all of the time, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they're displaying their angst. However, sometimes for them, it's just a fashion choice. But oftentimes it can display or may display that there's a deeper hurt on the inside. Now, can it go so far that it is a ritual abuse or that they are cult involved? Surely it can. But there's going to be a number of other signs that they're displaying on the outside that will indicate to you that, in fact, yes, these persons are involved in the cult. I was walking through Walmart just a few days ago, and there was a man who caught my eye, his face. I used to work in drug and alcohol abuse, and I immediately recognized that I was looking at the face of a methamphetamine user because sure. I've seen it over and over and over again.
Right.
The man walked past me and gave me a hard, cold stare, and it caught my attention. So I wheeled around and looked at him, and sure enough, he was wearing a Sons of Anarchy motorcycle gang jacket. Now, does that necessarily mean that he's in a motorcycle gang? No, but there was a number of other indicators that I noticed, including tattoos, the way that he was wearing his hair, the type of boots that he was wearing. He was wearing a motorcycle type boot. There was things that were indicative to me that he likely was perhaps involved in a motorcycle gang. And we know that motorcycle gangs tend to be or can be cult involved, and there's definitely a satanic element to them. I saw that I was looking at somebody who was likely perhaps satanically ritually abused. I there was some indicators that I was looking at there.
Amazing. Well, across the street from one of my homes is a family cemetery. It's more than a century old, and it came to the attention of the Satanists through a ridiculous story that isn't worth going into, but one Sunday afternoon, there were some people visiting there, and I went over to greet them and talk about the cemetery. I'm the kind of the unofficial caretaker. The two women were dressed head to toe in black. The man was dressed head to toe in black, and the man had various satanic symbols on his shirt. So I started taking their pictures. They really did not like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman says, well, I'm a deputy sheriff. And I said, I don't care. I'm getting your photos. If you come back here, I'm calling the police. And they left not long after that. So the Satanists didn't like their photographs being taken, did they?
Nope. They do not want their associations to be made known, because you will see the county sheriff hanging out with the prosecutor, hanging out with the local beat cop, hanging out with the local librarian, and they don't want those connections to be made known. Now, does that happen in every place, every county? No, but there are certainly places where the cult's tentacles reach far into government systems, and that is how they are able to maintain cover-ups. Oftentimes you will see MEs, which is a medical examiner, or coroners, for example, or people who own funeral homes who are involved in the cult because they're the ones who have access to bodies. I can't tell you how many missing persons cases or how many suspicious death cases where there's an ME, a medical examiner, or a coroner involved who was knee deep in cover-up. It is an epidemic across the United States. For anybody who listens to true crime podcasts like I do, you'll hear it over and over and over again that the ME was involved and there's some suspicious activity. And again, those tentacles can go far into governmental systems for sure.
It does happen. It does happen. If you have a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. When you've gotten this, how long have you been involved in this profession, Ruthie?
I have been a licensed professional counselor and actively practicing as a therapist for the past 22 years.
Okay.
It wasn't, though, until about 2016 that I re-geared and retooled my private practice to start to take on SRA DID survivors. And the reason why I did was because I realized that I had skill sets that I had gained from doing years of drug and alcohol use and years of deep trauma work with persons. And I had skill sets that I could bring to the table and really hone to help certain people. I had really spent a career working with people across the board, seeing everything and anything that came in. And I looked back across my span of clients. I literally, at this point, John, have seen thousands of clients. With all the drug and alcohol work, you're seeing 15 to 20 to 25 people in a group, and I would host a group for 3 hours a night, 3 days a week. And that went on for years. And I, looking back over the cache of clients that I've had, I realized that there was ritual abuse and satanic and cult active cases that I had not recognized earlier in my career. And I was, as I was putting pieces together, I realized I have to address this. I cannot let this slide under the carpet anymore. And this must be made known. This must be a part of somebody's healing and restoration journey. And that looking at, if you look at the Johari window, things that are known versus things that are unknown to somebody in their mental health journey, I wanted to make it known, and I wanted to let them know that they were loved, and I wanted to let them know that there was a pathway forward and a way for them to be able to restore in a gracious, beautiful way. And I have seen some great successes in my practice as a result, but that was when 2016 was really kind of the year of change that I opened up my private practice to take on SRA DID. And the floodgates open, John, and it has not stopped. I get probably, I'm going to say at least 3 to 5 referrals a month. And I have to be sometimes a little bit picky or choosy on who I take because they're difficult or hard cases, but I definitely make as much impact and inroad as I possibly can to make space for everybody if they're SRA DID who needs to have space to get some work done for sure.
Now, if a parent finds that their child is involved in this satanic stuff, they may think it's innocent, harmless teenage activity, when in fact it could be quite dangerous, couldn't it?
Oh, it's horrifically dangerous. And it can start quite innocently with things that you would think were innocuous. For example, playing light as a feather, stiff as a board, which is it's a girl's pajama party game. Or there's games where you look in the mirror and you try to induce a spirit. They seem to be harmless games, but really you're playing with the spirit realm and you're starting to open up what are known as portals. And you're starting to invite spirits around and about you that you may not want there. And if there's somebody in that mix or in that group who knows what they are doing, there's an invite, there's a lure, there's a hook. Well, maybe you want a little bit more. You got this much power. You can see what you can do if you do this amount. Don't you want to go a little bit further? And there could be an enticement. And I would encourage anybody and everybody to be careful where you're sending your kids and where you're allowing them to go for sleepovers and such, and to be really aware of what your children are listening to and watching. On Netflix with video games. My goodness, there's so much cult activity in video games. However, we don't want those enticements to start. And so just to be highly aware of what your children are doing, because it starts with a little hook, a little tip here, just a little bit of an inroad here and there. And I have seen people step into some holy hot mess, hot water, because they started a little bit here and then all of a sudden they're hanging out with a shaman, all of a sudden they're going further, 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 further. And then it's ayahuasca, and then there was a group involved, and then there's chanting, and oh my goodness, what happens next?
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, visiting with Ruthie Andrews. Her website is ruthieandrews.com. Her office telephone is 417-531-5249. My website is still down for the time being. If you need an energy cleaner, just give me a call when the show's over at 314-965-3007. Ruthie, you've been at this about a quarter century. We talked about this before, but 22 years ago, is it a fair statement that 22 years ago that mental health professionals did not advocate surgically removing body parts as part of a proper treatment of a person with a mental issue?
They did not advocate that it was the proper treatment for that type of a mental health issue. They did not. And in fact, we're starting to see court cases now emerge for persons in their teenage years who have gone to a doctor or a mental health professional one time and complained that they were struggling with their gender identity, and it was immediately recommended that they start on a round of hormones which induce serious change in the human body, and quickly it was recommended to them that they start to have surgeries, including having breasts removed. And in fact, there are now persons who are missing body parts who realize that they truly are the gender that they were created to be, but now they don't have a certain body part, including breasts or genitals or. And there are now lawsuits pending against certain medical professionals and certain medical groups because it was recommended to them within hours of an initial complaint that things start to be cut off as a result. Where and when, John, did we turn a corner that somehow a proper medical treatment was cutting something off rather than digging down into the heart and the core and the soul of what a concern is? And that, in fact, radical trauma or ritual abuse or a deep wound can cause somebody to be in a state of confusion. And don't we want to assist when somebody is struggling with their identity? Don't we want to have deep conversations about who they truly are and work to establish a baseline of truth for them? And in fact, John, we know that the genome is alive, and that is what contains chromosomes that indicate what sex you are. And in fact, the genome is constantly spurting out information and wiring, hardwiring in the body, what your true identity is and who you truly are. And that when you are struggling in your brain that you are not the gender that you are, but your genome is screaming at you that you are the gender that you were born to be, it will create this bumping up in your person, this confusion, this hard space where you're struggling. Don't we want to assist somebody through those moments? My goodness, what have we done?
Well, Russie, at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning in the charitable store, there'll be 10 men at the round table having coffee and breakfast, cattle ranchers, miners, timbermen, and none of them would agree with removing body parts to treat mental illness. These are smart guys. They're tough guys. A couple of them are multimillionaires, and they represent the heart of America. Now, these men at the charitable roundtable tomorrow morning are not unusual in that regard. That's the way it is in most of the 3,000 plus counties in this country, is that hardworking men, successful in their chosen careers, think that removing body parts to treat mental illness is a form of insanity in and of itself. So if it's that common within mainstream America, that this knowledge that removing body parts to treat mental illness is insane in and of itself, how can it take on this life of its own and not be well known in these areas where men and women have 8-plus years of education past high school? There's something really broken here, isn't there?
There's something horribly broken. And in fact, in graduate schools where people oftentimes go to receive counseling and higher education in psychology, you will find that many of those higher ordered schools, especially ones like Harvard, Stanford, Yale, they come out of a school of thought or a system called Tavistock. And you will find that that system is hardwired. It's an actual place or a group or a think tank. And it is a system that is connected back into the New World Order. In fact, they wanted to induce a system of higher ordered education and psychology, and as well business and other leadership acumen, where they were literally indoctrinating and training persons in a system of radical beliefs that would induce pain or harm or hurt or cause other people difficulty. Imagine. Tavistock is a debacle in the United States.
I'm well aware of Tavistock and what those people think and believe. We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mr. Sandman.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
You're sleepless. I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's more action going on in the bedroom than snoring.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is still down, thelibertyman.com. I'll be talking to my webmaster about that. In the meantime, if you're tired of being tired, if you have issues that the Energy Cleaner will help with, which is getting a great night's sleep and having energy, that's where the Energy Cleaner comes in. Just give me a call. I'll be glad to take your order for an Energy Cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. That phone number is 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. Keep in mind, I do something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Visiting with Ruthie Andrews, her office telephone is 417-531-5249. I say again, 417-531-5249. Website's RuthieAndrews.com. And Ruthie, what would people find at your website that they would find helpful?
There are resources in terms of book recommendations that may be helpful for persons who are, they just want to be able to read something that might make sense for them. And you'll find that there as well. You'll find that group offering that I just spoke about on the website that's noted as the hot seat calls as well. I have persons who may not be ready for coaching in person. There's a package that I have called Healing Basics, where I take a person through a series of 7 coaching sessions, but it's all pre-recorded. You're following along. And it's a beautiful way to get some coaching and a bit of work done on common topics that I find myself going over and over and over again. And so I distilled that down into an educational series and a coaching package where you're actually getting coaching and I'm taking you through activations in those videos. That is available on my website. Interestingly enough, that Healing Basics Nuts and Bolts series also comes with 2 free hot seat calls, which are those group sessions. So you get to step in and see how I work live with persons and what we actually do. And it's a beautiful way. If you don't want to participate, you don't have to. You can step back and just watch me work with other persons and just get kind of a bird's eye view. But it's a beautiful way to get some work done again and to have some mental health support and help and not feel like you are necessarily in the spotlight, but you're absolutely receiving what you need. So again, that's called the Healing Basics series, Nuts and Bolts, and you'll find that available on my website as well.
All right. Ruthie, there's more documentation coming out almost every day about the knowledge Pfizer and Moderna had about the how deadly these COVID-19 vaccination clot shots are. I'm aware of already one doctor, medical doctor in Germany. Once he found out that his recommendation for the vaccines was killing people, he committed suicide. I expect once this becomes more widely known, people involved in the industry and healthcare professionals are going to have issues thinking once they find out that what they thought was a helpful, healthy thing is actually killing people. These people may have some very serious mental health issues themselves, couldn't they?
Absolutely. They truly can, where they have wound into systems of belief where they're chasing money, power, and control rather than good and true benefit of other persons and what it is to show compassion and empathy towards self and other human beings. And oftentimes you find wounding in these persons from their own past that is unresolved and they're acting out on it. And in fact, they're incredibly intelligent individuals. Sometimes you'll also see that they're dissociative, meaning that they have their own abuse histories wherein their brain has pocketed information and has created corridors and rooms where stuff is tucked away, but they're absolutely able to operate at the highest, in the highest echelons and in the highest corridors of their careers and in their chosen professions. And you see them operating with quite nefarious underpinnings and motivations. And in fact, they haven't ever worked to take care of themselves. And oftentimes we look at these medical professionals or toxicologists or people in the pharmaceutical industry that they wield so much power and they have so much influence. And we assume that because they're operating in such a career, John, that of course they would have taken care of their mental health. Of course they're a healthy and a well person because they look like they're healthy and well. So we automatically just give them our trust when in fact we should be vetting these persons and we should be perhaps making even an assumption that maybe you're not healthy and well and maybe there's a concern and maybe there's a reason as to why you're working in the chosen field that you are because there's a cover-up happening. And we need to be a little bit more discerning in who we just assume is an okay person because they have a job role or a title. Don't make an assumption that because they have a certain letter soup behind their names or because they come with a title that they are automatically to be trusted. In fact, we need to have a wary eye perhaps if there's a letter soup or that we are putting them through our own paces and our own vetting process and making a determination as to whether or not they are keen or can be trusted before we just give them that carte blanche access to our bodies and our persons, John. This is hugely important for all of us.
It is, absolutely. Ruthie, we got a caller here. We got Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Ruthie.
Yes.
Ruthie, I have a question about something that has, I have dealt with a couple of different people over the years, and I've, and that it boils down to the problem that I've come up against with them, I should say. It boils down to one main thing. There is something in their past, and I have sat down with them and talked with them and showed them almost both of them had exactly one man and one woman had some things where they had one came from a very stable family and the other one came from an extremely dysfunctional family. But in my opinion, they've ended up in the same place. They see life through these, and everybody sees life through filters, I get that, but I mean, they see life through these filters in such a way that they cannot see what's right in front of them to be able to help them start making better decisions, start making clearer-headed decisions. And it's odd to me, and I have not been able to break through either one of those barriers. I wasn't able, I should say, to break through either one of those barriers. One of them, the one that came from a dysfunctional background, I'm still in contact with. But I find that it was almost like you reach a point of where their mind cannot go. And I don't know whether it's what it is, because other than that, in society, they function very well in most societies. But they keep making decisions that sabotage what they the good that they do. You know what I mean? Like as an example, one of those guys is an extremely hard worker. All right. In fact, I've met very few people that work as hard as he does, but at the same time, he does things that undermine and subterfuge, you know, tear out, sink the decisions, the hard work that he's done, and it just sort of, all those things just sort of go away, you know. And I've tried over a period of years to try to sit down with him and talk things through, and he will agree with me when I'm talking to him. He'll agree with me and talk with me and say, yeah, you're right. But then he goes right out and does the exact same thing again. And he's done it with relationships. He's already been married twice, and you know, it's just like because he destroys the relationship based on some preconceived notion in his mind that he cannot break out of. And it's like almost a desire to fail back, and it like to reinforce that I'm no good, that I'm worthless, that I'm stupid, that I'm whatever, which he is not any of those things. He's not worthless or stupid or any of those things. He's very intelligent. But there is, I find that it's very interesting to me to run across someone who literally cannot see. Louis L'Amour had a saying one time, and he said, there is none so blind as he who will not see. And he had another one that said, many men look and very few see. But I am starting to, I've not come across these two people that I have not been able to break through to be able to help them in a way that's meaningful to change their life.
I hear that, Kyle, and thank you for the comments and the thought processes. I would encourage you this, that in fact, if you are coming at reasoning with them from the standpoint of just logical reasoning and trying to show them black and white and what should be obvious as the nose on their face, that in fact, it may be the wrong kind of reasoning for them, because what has happened is that somewhere in their past, even if they come from a seemingly air quote stable family, there's a hurt somewhere, and they have walked into a belief system that in fact they are worthless and they are not any good. And in fact, the outcome that they will achieve in their life will not be good enough. They're walking that out, not from their brain, Kyle, but from their heart. And so if you are trying to reason with them from the standpoint of brain only, look, I want to show you this. Look, don't you see? Don't you see? But the seeing is a brain seeing and not a heart seeing. You may not get to where you want to go. In fact, it's a massive 18-inch journey to go from the head to the heart. And what needs to happen is that the reasoning happens in their heart and not their brain. And what needs to happen is that true and pure love cracks their heart open so that they can see that they are worthy and valuable. The brain operates like a heart. In fact, it contains tree rings of knowledge and information, and it's all based on who I am, identity, memories, value, and being able to crack that open with love is what the person needs. So I would encourage you, Kyle, to perhaps revisit it if these people are in your lives, that you're not coming at it from a logic and a reason standpoint, that you're coming at it from a compassion, empathy, care, and love standpoint. You'll make inroads with them, I promise you, if you're just loving them. Love is what makes a difference for people.
All right. I had one other comment that I think I would like to get your thought on, because quite a few years ago, I was dealing with a couple of women who had developed a homosexual relationship and had also been involved in, I was pastoring a church for a while. And anyway, and they came to me, and I was talking with them and explaining to them, and they were serious about, you know, wanting to get saved, and didn't, because they'd read in scripture where it says, you know, that God gives them over and that homosexuality is a sin, blah, blah, blah. And I won't go through all of it. But anyway, they had been involved in satanic stuff. And since that time, and I talked with, this is interesting in a sense to me, I talked with the both ladies quite a while, for over a period of months. And finally, we come down to the point of they came down to the point that they dropped Christianity rather than, because there was a root somewhere in them, somewhere, I think from this demonic stuff that they did at the time that they had been involved in. And I think there was like a hook in them. It was really one of the strangest things I ever dealt with. It was like no matter what I would talk to them, and it wasn't reasoning so much as it was dealing with, they wanted to understand scripture. They wanted to be able to understand what God thought and how God saw things. And it was interesting to me that in the end, they both walked away from God, even though you could tell them how much God loved them, how much he had sent his son, and beforehand, you know, but that what they were doing was going to basically destroy their lives and kill them.
Sure.
And yet,
so Kyle,
I'm
going to jump in right here, because it's important for everybody to understand that when you're dealing with somebody who has dabbled in the occult, or they've walked in it to a certain point, you're dealing on the inside with somebody who has what we call parts, and they may have a part that's willing to listen to your reasoning in terms of the father loves you. He has a son. The son loves you as well. However, they may have other parts on the inside that are not willing to hear this or have demonic influences. And so understand that you're not perhaps dealing with the entire whole core of the person, that things are parted and segmented out on the inside. They heard you. I want to encourage you, Kyle. They heard you. But sometimes what we're doing is planting seeds. And sometimes you may not know what you're looking at or the entire breadth of what may be going on the inside. The person may have 10 parts or 50 or 100 or even more. They may be entirely shattered on the inside. And you're dealing with a complex web of concerns on the inside that goes further than just, well, they wouldn't listen to what I was saying and they rejected. I can guarantee you that part of them accepted, and there may be some other parts that just need further healing on the inside.
Yeah. Well, you know, that part, the thing you were saying there about it being in parts, I am finding that's true with almost everyone.
It's true with a lot of people.
Yeah. A lot of
if there's early wounding in childhood, you're dealing with somebody who has parts. And I would encourage you, and this is for all of my beautiful mental health and coaching counselor cohorts out there, you know this to be true, that it's important that you are dealing with a person who has parts that make up the whole. And that is how we work to dealing with those parts and understanding and coming with care, compassion, empathy, concern, is how we are able to help them to move forward on a healing and a restoration pathway. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's tough. Yep. All right. Thanks. That's all I had for today.
Thank you, Kyle.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Kyle. Our next caller is Pat. No, excuse me. Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Ms. Andrews. Thank you for taking my call. I have a curiosity. Please forgive me if I'm repeating it, but I'm repeating because I still don't understand it. I just want to ask you, how this gender reconfiguration treatment is approved? That is, I imagine that every treatment in the United States is supposed to be approved by FDA. So is there correspondence I could see or read that underwent before this was approved? Or was it approved because simpler things like treatment A, B, or C is approved and that is combined to interpret that, okay, yes, treatment D is also approved. So that's what my question is, that how this got approved, and I think if I read it, then I'll know whether it really works or not. So that's all. That's what I want to ask.
Thank you, Amit. Go ahead, Ruth.
That's a very good question, Amit. Thank you very much. There are think tanks, for lack of better terminology, that are involved in upper group management of hospitals, medical facilities, treatment facilities, and that are connected back to the DSM-5, which is the diagnostic and statistical manual that we utilize in order to make diagnoses. There are panels of psychologists and therapists and psychiatrists especially who manage and dictate control systems that are truly running behind closed doors. They are the ones that make the decisions as to the treatment protocols and treatment systems that we utilize in order to treat different diagnoses that extend from that DSM-5. Those protocols then get disseminated and distributed to major medical centers and groups around the country. The DSM-5 is inherent to just the United States, but it truly is controlled by systems that are, again, and I said this word earlier today, but those systems are connected back to Tavistock. So there truly is a web of treatment systems that are interconnected, but truly are controlled by Western medical model management that are controlled by psychiatrists and psychologists that have pretty much come from Harvard, Yale, Stanford, et cetera, et cetera. I hope that helps a bit, Amit.
Well, I'm sure it does.
I just wanted to compare it to this EUA, that is Emergency Use Authorization of these mRNA injections. I call them GMI for genetic manipulation injection. So I'm quite sure that if someone goes on the FDA website, there should be correspondence available as to how the approval was done and what correspondence and paperwork was generated in that process. So is it not something like that for these gender reconfiguration treatments, or is it just a discussion between the professionals within that community?
Oftentimes it's a discussion between professionals within the community, honestly, but it is accepted protocols, and it's not just the FDA, Amit. It's also multiple different mental health groups and organizations, governmental systems that are not the FDA. You'll find many other governmental agencies that have their hands in the pot, and it's not just the FDA. Yes, the FDA perhaps was involved with the shot, but there's, when we're dealing with gender dysphoria and treatment for gender confusion, there's many other systems that are involved aside from the FDA.
I see. Thank you again for
this. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Y'all really got me to thinking here. As far as Kyle goes, as a pastor, I think he should look into Daniel Adams. It's called The Supernatural Life, TSNL, and he specializes in teaching the world how to do the things Jesus did and throwing out demons. He's all over everywhere, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. And I like to go. They have a short, you know, a short video. Sometimes it's just one person that it happens to. And the people just turn. They're totally different people after all those demons leave. And another thing, too, you made me realize back when my kids were young, 50 years ago, I come home with something called Dungeons and Dragons, a game. It's a role
yes.
play. Okay, role-playing game for people that don't know. And it's very wicked. And they've even made one that was coming at it from a Christian point of view. My Christian son brought that home, and I could tell by the look on his face that he already been taken over, you know. So that was another thing into the stove, John, back into the fire. But what they've done now, it's still going on. It's even worse right now. I just found out about looking while I was talking to you. And they actually coming out with a movie in March that makes a joke of the whole thing. How do you like that? Yeah, the whole thing about the Dungeons and Dragons. And, oh, dear. Anyway, people really need to be warned about all that stuff. I know they started at school. It's where you have a story, and you make the end of it yourself. I forgot what they called it. Susan's Web or something crazy. What we've been through these 40 years. But it's getting worse. So I'm glad you brought it out, because I didn't know that movie was coming out. I mean, you brought out the fact of there's evil spirits and demons, and I'm glad you did that. And people don't need to go to that movie, or even let their kids have anything to do with it.
What's the title of the film, the movie?
I'm not sure. It has to do with Dungeons and Dragons, though.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Ruthie, thank you. We'll have you back in 2 weeks.
Thank you, John. Happy New Year to everybody.
Okay. We have Top Hour back. We'll break. We'll be back with Brady. Stay tuned.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects. that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.